This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, no Derek Piper. He's on his way to Arizona. He'll be covering for Illini Inquirer the Illinois Grand Canyon game. That is tomorrow night. And then Sunday night in Tucson against Arizona. So a couple of big games for the Illini on the road. Around here, first hour, we talked a lot about Illinois football getting ready for Michigan State. Austin Berkland, Isaac Trotter in with me. They're going to round out the show today. I've got to go coach basketball. But before we do that, we're going to welcome in Jeff Schroeder from the Mettler Center. It's the Mettler Mix-Up. How are you, Jeff?
Hey, I'm doing great. And I just want to give a shout-out to my two kids who are actually listening to me on the radio right now, Sylvie and Griffin. I love you guys, and see you soon.
I love those names, Sylvie and Griffin. And we actually pushed you back 15 minutes, so are they still listening or are they mad?
No, I let them know that the time might get a little bit switched. So I had to do it early in the segment here, otherwise they'll probably lose their interest.
That's awesome. Well, Sylvie and Griffin, thank you for listening, my friends. All right, Trayvon Sidney, they might not want to hear this because it's kind of grotesque, but Trayvon Sidney, the wide receiver for Illinois, of course, out for the season. And we find out that it's not only a hamstring injury, but he literally tore the hamstring off the bone. Jeff, is that common, number one, and how big of an injury is that?
It is not very common. It does happen. You have to have the right circumstances for that to occur, and that's a pretty big injury. So usually the hip is in a flexed or sort of 90-degree position with the knee straight. So happens in, football,
sure.
Ski accidents,
yes.
Those kinds of things. And usually where the avulsion or where it pulls off the bone is where the hamstring tendons attach into the hip area, and that's called the pelvis or the ischial tuberosity. And so, yeah, it's not common. It is pretty significant, and it requires surgery.
Jeff always comes on and curses on my show. I don't even know what those words are that you say. Are those German for?
Yeah,
I was going to say, is that German for a bad word? No, I'm kidding. It's amazing how you guys know all those terms. So, by the way, you said skiing. Another reason why Lon is, I haven't done it, and I don't need to do it the rest of my life. I'm good with that.
I'm good with that too.
Amen.
Yeah.
So next season, obviously, he's got a long way to go here before next season rolls around, and Trayvon Sidney is going to be a big part of that as a receiver on this team. I assume, or I shouldn't assume, is this an injury you can make a full recovery from, and kind of how long does it take to be healthy again?
I think like most injuries in sports medicine, you can get close to a full recovery with the way surgical techniques are and rehab and training. I do think it's possible. This is going to be a long recovery. We're talking at least, on the conservative side, 6 months before
wow.
He's really getting back into anything related to sports-specific training. And it might be even longer than that. It just depends on the extent of the injury, whether, how many did all three of the tendons from the hamstring come off?
Mm.
Did it retract? Meaning if a tendon pulls off the bone, it'll ball up and look like you have this odd ball in the middle of where a muscle should be. So, and then what helps those, the sooner that they can do surgery, the better the outcomes are. And the research does show that. So, but you're talking at least 6 to 9 months on a conservative estimate. And I do think with the right training and doing the right things, he can make a full recovery.
Yeah, and Sidney just had that surgery done. So that's the good news there. Jeff Schroeder, Mettler Center, one last one. A lot of times with injuries, you guys know this, it's mental. How big of a mental injury could this be for Trayvon Sidney, knowing this has happened to him and now he's going to get back out and play a sport like football? How big is that hurdle for him?
It could be big. It depends on how he injured it. So if it was sort of something that a sort of freakish move that does, just sort of awkward positioning, may not be as big as if he was kind of doing a routine sort of catch or something along those lines. He may have that in the back of his mind that, oh, I got to be careful with this.
Right.
But again, part of the rehab process is the mind, body, spirit,
yep.
And really working on the mind part along with the physical.
And I know with Matthew Gordon, who worked with me on my shoulder, I know that was part of the conversations he and I would have when we'd be there. We'd talk a little bit about that mental side because, you know, I kept mentioning I want to be able to play catch with my boys again without a lot of pain, you know, and that's part of the recovery. And that's why you guys are wonderful. I mean, you guys tackle everything. What you don't even think about, you guys tackle at the Mettler Center. It's a wonderful, wonderful place to get things done. If you need physical therapy, there's other things, group classes, everything. I mean, nutritionists, you guys do it all at the Mettler Center. Jeff Schroeder, a big shout-out again to Sylvie and Griffin. They're more of the stars of this right now than you
That's
and I.
Awesome.
But,
yeah.
But we do appreciate it, Jeff, and we'll talk to you again next week, my friend.
All right, we'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Jeff Schroeder, Mettler Center. They are awesome, believe me. I'm getting out of here. Austin Berkland, Isaac Trotter are going to take you home. I'm going to go try to win a basketball game.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
It is The Drive.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
It's bad enough when we as fans can't get the matchup we want because of injury. I mean, multiple national TV games for the Pelicans early in the season weren't nearly as intriguing because the entire reason the Pelicans had national TV games early, Zion Williamson has been hurt. Get your popcorn, but then you just want to throw it at the TV. But what can you do? He's legitimately injured. He's not playing at all. It's not like he's playing one out of every two games on back-to-backs, right? And sitting for games that might be against the highest caliber opposition on a much publicized national TV game. I mean, who would do that? What's that? Kawhi would do that? Yeah, Kawhi did that last night. A 60-win team from a year ago with title hopes Milwaukee came into Staples Center to face the Clippers on ESPN, and Kawhi Leonard sat. He rested. Why? Well, they say he's not healthy enough to play in back-to-backs. Okay. How mad would you be if you paid some $500 for a ticket to that game? Or more than that, already knowing the injured Paul George isn't playing, now you're sitting through a game with a starting lineup of Patterson, Harrell, Beverly, Lou Williams, and Landry Shamet. Yeah, sorry, cynicism's taken over here. I'll be back in 60 seconds, maybe. You know, these sports beats go back-to-back. Maybe I'll just take the next one off. No, I'm good. I'll be here.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get the most out of your ride, no matter the road. With our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program, you can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right, all while saving precious time and money. And you can save even more with our great deals, like 5 quarts of Pennzoil high-mileage motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $28.99. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start your job fast. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
At the 1955 Rose Bowl, Goodyear began providing stunning aerial coverage of college football, forever changing the way the game is experienced. In recognition of its significant contribution, the Goodyear blimp is being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame as an honorary member. It's the first non-player or coach to ever be inducted. Goodyear is celebrating this honor by reminding you to look forward and make sure you're prepared for the road ahead. Discover more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
When you're a well-paid professional athlete that a team drafted after trading up for you because they value you so much, by all means, when you're struggling, just turn off the TVs. I mean, you'd hate to hear about how much you're struggling. I couldn't help but chuckle this morning reading about Bears QB Mitchell Trubisky and how he wants the TVs inside the Bears facility turned off because he doesn't want to hear any negativity about him or his team. If you can't handle hearing Stephen A. criticize you, how are you going to handle Lambeau Field? Isn't mental toughness kind of a must for a professional athlete? For the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Illini fans, mark your calendars now for the Game Day Spirit Winter Stadium Sale. The date is Saturday, December 7th in the Great West Hall of Memorial Stadium. Save up to 90% off on Illini merchandise and fine brands like Nike, Columbia, Champion, and 47 brand. There's something for every Illini fan. Hats, tees, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets, jerseys, and more. You won't want to miss this one-day clearance event. Follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook for details and previews of special offers. Don't miss the sale Saturday, December 7th at Memorial Stadium. Go Illini!
Hey everybody, it's Jay Layman, former Fighting Illini All-American linebacker. I moved back last year, and I wanted to rehab my kitchen. What did I need to start with? My countertop. And who did I call? Luther Falls. Luther worked with us extensively, picking out the perfect countertop and installing it for us. If you're looking to rehab your kitchen and need the perfect countertop, please visit him at lutherfalls.com or on location at 2706 North Mattis.
Financing now available.
Hi, folks. Van for heel-to-toe shoes in downtown Urbana. Hey, quit putting it off. You've heard about us. I've been yelling at you long enough. Come on in, get measured, get fit in that comfortable pair of footwear you know you deserve. Don't be a dummy head. We're easy to find. Heel-to-toe shoes, 106 West Main, downtown Urbana. I said I'd tell you hi. Hi, do it.
Take your home's interior from drab to delightful with the help of Tim Donaldson and his awesome team at The Blind Man. You'll find everything from beautiful energy-efficient window fashions and draperies to fabrics, bedding, and upholstery from exceptional suppliers like Hunter Douglas, Casimir, Duralee, Fabricut, and Carroll. Let The Blind Man's interior design services team help you coordinate all the elements that fit your style and budget. Call The Blind Man Hunter Douglas Gallery in Champaign today or visit cublindman.com.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy? Or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy or go online, drivechampaign.com. Ready to change jobs where you're working is putting your feet to sleep or maybe not letting your feet sleep at all? You have integrity? You're hungry to grow? You believe good things happen? I'd love to talk to you. Hey, it's Stevie J. As an equal opportunity employer, we have a rare opening for a senior account executive. Comes with the best list of clients ever. Also comes with a great benefit package. If you have integrity, you're hungry to succeed at a high level, you have a positive outlook on life, you have a little sales experience, love to talk to you. Simply send an email to me, Stevie at sjbroadcasting.com. Again, it's Stevie at sjbroadcasting.com.
Trying to get some of these TVs in the building turned off because you got too many people talking on TV about us and what they think about us, what we should do, what we are and what we're not, but they don't really know who we are or what we're capable of as people or what we're going through or what we're thinking. It's just the outside viewers looking in. So yeah, tunnel vision, earmuffs, and just come to work every day and try to get better and get back to what we know we're capable of doing.
Welcome back to The Drive, ESPN 93.5, hosted by normally Lonte and Derek Piper, but you got the B team, I guess, or whatever you want to call
it. We are not the B team.
Isaac Trotter and Austin Berkland.
I refuse to stay under that name.
Yes, Isaac Trotter and Austin Berkland filling in for Derek Piper and Lonte and even Trevor Valise out there. So, yeah, this is the skeleton crew here for the drive, but you heard us this morning on the Jeremy Warner Show where we made our MLB offseason plans, and now you got us again, and we're going to talk a little bit of NFL, but we're going to do Trev's ticket tomorrow because Lon wants to be a part of it, and he is the host of the show, so it's his way. But we do have one pick by Trevor Valise for his ticket, and what is that game?
Yeah, so the thing with Trev's ticket this week is it's the family edition, so each pick is from a member of his family who made these picks based on things like colors and team name and all that stuff. So that's the story behind this all.
But awesome.
The one pick tonight is Rutgers minus 21. And Rutgers plays Bryant tonight in the season opener. Bryant lost their first game of the year, but now Rutgers will get going. Steve Peichel's crew is an interesting mesh of talent. He's gotten a lot of talent. We saw it last year. They gave Illinois a hard-fought game into double overtime where Georgie Bishonishvili had an awesome game. Scored about 35 points.
Rutgers.
Yeah, right. So it should be an interesting year with Rutgers and Trev's ticket, according to one of Trevor's family members. They say Rutgers minus 21 tonight. I think from a betting perspective, you should look at the under in this scenario.
Yeah.
The under right now is a 141 for the game. It's 66 for the half. I think that's the one that I would look at just because both of these teams are two of the slowest paced basketball teams in all of college basketball last year. They're both in like the 250s last year and in pace. So I think that could be a scenario. And they've talked about in Rutgers how they want to speed up the game, speed up their tempo a little bit this year, but I don't see it happening in game one.
I like this pick by one of Trevor's family members of the minus 21 because Rutgers returns a lot of scoring from last year's team. I know it's not the full gamut of what they had last year, but that veteran leadership could help
them a lot. Geo Baker's really good.
That could help them a lot in this game to just get themselves off on the right foot. So I like this pick a lot.
They do. They have some really good scores. Caleb McConnell's really good. Geo Baker obviously is really good. McConnell dropped 25 against Illinois last year and really broke out after that point. Ron Harper Jr. is still
I like Ron Harper Jr. a lot.
They can score too. So Rutgers basketball, I mean, Rutgers football is a heaping pile of trash right now, but Rutgers basketball is clearly on the up and up. And I don't think they finished in last place in the Big Ten. I think they're going to finish probably closer to 10th. They might even get the top 10, maybe 9 or 8. That might be a better chance that they get top 8 than they finish last, which is pretty surprising based on where they've been the last couple of years.
Right. Mitch Trubisky is trying to turn off TVs in Hallis Hall, Isaac.
Well, I think the big takeaway with that one is Mitch doesn't know how to turn the TVs off himself.
Yes, that's right.
Right. He has to ask for help.
Yes.
Shockingly, because he doesn't know how to, take apart defenses either. So he probably should ask for help from that too.
Just unplug the thing. Like that helps out
a
lot.
I heard there's a power button. You just click it and usually it turns it off.
Yes. If you can't figure that out, just unplug it. But should Bears fans watch the rest of the year? What is there to watch right now if you're a Bears fan?
It's so disappointing because, you know, the Bears are 3-4 this week and they played Philadelphia last week, right? They're 3-4. Most people are like, okay, 3-4, you should watch it. I didn't want to watch that game. I had it recorded. I didn't want to watch it at all. I just didn't want to get in a bad mood. I watched it anyway. I watched as the Bears kind of fake rally in the second half, got it back into the game. I thought they might be able to come back against the Eagles and I could troll you a little bit for actually losing to Mitch Trubisky. You know what I mean? Like, but they didn't. And now they're 3-5. And if there are Bear fans out there who go, yeah, I'm not going to watch this team, I get it. I'm not going to, you know, try to convince you into a way of doing it. Akeem Hicks' injury has messed up this defense. This defense isn't what it used to be. Roquan Smith hasn't played as well as he could.
Leonard Floyd hasn't played as well as he had.
Khalil Mack's been fine. Eddie Jackson's been fine. I think overall they're still a good defense, but they're just not playing at the elite level. And a part of it has to be the mindset. Because when you know on the other side of the football, your offense is giving you zero chance to win a game, it's got to be tough as a defense to go, hey, we got to go out there. We got to score a lot of points. Maybe we need a pick six. Maybe a fumble recovery that we can take to the house. Or we need to hold them to zero and hope our offense can string together a couple drives. That's got to be really, really tough. They have no confidence in what the offense is doing at all. And that's a big reason why the defense is taking a little bit of a step back.
I mean, I always think whenever a team is losing, like, what likable pieces do they have? Like, in 2014, the Cubs had Anthony Rizzo. Great story. Fun to watch. And you look at this Bears team. What is their redeeming, like, player that you just want to be like, oh, he's cool. He's awesome. He's fun to watch. Khalil Mack has been distant from the media after losses, which makes him a little bit less appealing to watch, at least for me, because I'm an Eagles fan. But as if I was a hypothetical Bears fan, that would tick me off a little bit, because I want to hear about from the leader of the defense why this team lost that game. So what are the redeeming qualities of this Bears team?
I don't know if there are redeeming qualities outside of David Montgomery. You see him a little bit and you go, okay, I like that dude. He's a tough runner. He's young. He's a rookie. He's going to run really hard. So you like him. I think David Montgomery could be that piece. Eddie Jackson is one of those guys that you kind of like, right? The way he plays.
Say that he doesn't like booing the offense.
I get that. That doesn't irritate me at all, right? As a player, because on the other side, he could come out and be like, yo, Mitch Trubisky's trash. Like, this really sucks. You know what I mean? To have a quarterback this
Bears
bad.
Bears fans might like that. Right.
I get that, but that would be really bad for this little thing here. That thing called a team would be really bad for that team. Probably could have a separation there. So it was a politically correct answer. So I've not really irritated him. But I think the thing, what I'm going to be watching for this thing, because I will watch the game, and they play the Lions this weekend at home, and honestly, they could win that game. There's no reason why they shouldn't win that game. But anyway, I'm going to watch that game, and I'm just hoping and praying that somehow, some way, something turns around. And I don't know if it's false hope, but you know, when you see that team go 12-4 last year, part of you in the back of your head goes, they can get back to that if things are. They're not that far away. You know what I mean? They lost by one possession to the Eagles, one possession to the Chargers, 11 points to a really good New Orleans team, 7 points to the Packers. They're not that far away. I can hear that argument in the back of my head. I don't believe it. I think they're a lot farther away than they really are. So I think that I'm going to watch this weekend, and hopefully they can start turning things around and get white hot and get back rolling and stuff, and that would be really fun. But I just don't know if I can't sit here and predict, oh, yeah, the Bears are just fine. They're going to finish 9-7 and find a way into the playoffs.
It is rather interesting how quiet Ryan Pace has been throughout the
season. He better be quiet.
Like, because you look at when the Cubs struggled, for example. Theo Epstein was on 670 The Score, ESPN 1000. almost daily, like, or Jed Hoyer was. Like, it's interesting that Ryan Pace hasn't taken that ownership in front of the media on these are the issues and these are what we're trying. Like, it's rather interesting that he's been quiet this entire season.
It feels like he's hiding.
Yeah.
It really does. And that's not a good sign, because I think that we can all applaud him for some of the moves that he's made, but there's also plenty of other draft mm-hmm. picks that you're not going to like. And the biggest one is Mitch. And if you can't figure that out now, I think that Nagy has been a big disappointment for me this year.
Yeah.
A big disappointment. I thought that he was going to be a star coach for you, another Andy Reid that could really coach this team up. And he's been really disappointing. But overall, he's going to be back next year, because there's no way you fire the NFL coach of the year. You know what I mean? Right. NFL coach of the year in 2018. Then he goes, whatever, 8-8 and then fire him again. You know what I mean? It's like he won't be fired. But Pace, the margin for error for Pace is rough right now, because he has not been very good at all.
This
not been very good at all this year.
Second coach hired. John Fox didn't work out. And your draft pick that you invested so many draft picks in,
you got to get it right.
Did not work.
You got to find a quarterback this offseason. You just have to. And there's going to be options. Cam Newton could be a free agent and be available. Teddy Bridgewater.
He might be out another full season.
Sure, right. But Teddy Bridgewater Water could be another one. There's going to be opportunities here. But you don't have a draft pick to go get one in the
right.
draft. And you have to maybe take a roll of a dice on a fourth round or late or something. But you just don't have that opportunity. So I think Pace and Nagy are still fine. But they got to get it right this offseason, or then you're going to have to blow this up, because this roster is so good. But, it, you know, that one position, the most important position in football, they don't got right. It's very painfully obvious that it's not right, and they got to get it right this offseason.
Right. The Khalil Mack trade was still excellent, like, but it matters if you have the offense to build around Khalil Mack, where you can get the offense functioning, where the defense can really make a difference. But this offense right now for the Chicago Bears just hasn't been there. Allen Robinson has been wonderful. David Montgomery has had his up and down games, but you like the promise yeah. of him as a rookie. But other than that, like, Trey Burton hasn't shown much.
Taylor Gabriel's been inconsistent.
Adam Shaheen hasn't. Like,
Anthony Miller.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many.
The offensive line has taken a big step back, too. Part of that's an injury to Long, really hurts. But other pieces, they just haven't really dominated the line of scrimmage. So I agree. It's been a really, really disappointing year. It's not what I expected. And the thing that really stinks is that the Bears really needed to take advantage of this early schedule. The Raiders are solid, but you should beat them.
Right.
You know what I mean? The Chargers are solid, but you should beat them. Because coming up, you're just going to have an absolute gauntlet. You still got the Chiefs on the schedule. You're still going to play the Rams. You're still going to have another game with the Patriots. Or not the Patriots, the Packers. You still have two against a very good Detroit team who's really solid right now. You still have to play the Vikings. So this wins-loss record could absolutely be 6-10. Really easily.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not that shocking, and that would be such a fall from last year.
So if you had to have a blame-o-meter, who gets the majority of your blame to how this Bears season has gone so far?
Mitch. It's Mitch, right?
Yeah.
I think that I'm frustrated with Nagy, but I still know that he's talented. I don't see the talent with Mitch. There are different throws at times where he does certain things that are fine. But overall, the problem is Mitch. And I think it's a little bit unfair to Mitch Trubisky, because I see Deshaun Watson doing what he's doing and Patrick Mahomes doing what he's doing. And you look back at all of these quarterbacks that have been drafted in this first round, and really, Mitch is the one that's really struggling. And who's a big bust? There's not a ton of big no doubt busts. I mean, Paxton Lynch is a really big bust. Marcus Mariota hasn't really lived up to everything. You know, Jameis Winston has his flaws, but he still has his really good games, too. But for the most part, Sam Darnold's now a starter. He has a really bad roster around him, but he's still a decent piece.
Yeah.
You see what Josh Allen's doing at Buffalo. He's still a really decent piece. See what Lamar Jackson's doing with the Ravens. Still
really
a decent
any quarterback piece. Named Allen.
Right. That's right. So Kyle Allen, yeah, you're right. So I think that my blame goes to Mitch, just because I think that Nagy has earned the trust after what he did last year. I still like a decent amount of the moves that Ryan Pace has made, but they didn't get the one right. And Mitch is holding this team back, and that's really frustrating for me. And to hear, oh, I need to turn the TV off because, oh, my, I just can't handle seeing blame on there. That's, I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough for Ryan Pace right now because
he deserves blame, too.
Because it's like, nobody saw Patrick Mahomes becoming the MVP this soon in his career. But the Deshaun Watson versus Mitch Trubisky in the draft, I guess, is a little bit more fair of a comparison because Deshaun Watson was that three-year starting quarterback at Clemson, won a national title, had all the intangibles that you would want in a quarterback, and yet Mitch Trubisky was the guy they chose who only started 1 year in college, and that was it. I think that Deshaun Watson's resume looked a little bit better, and I think Ryan Pace just kind of got caught up in something with Mitch Trubisky, and I think that's where a lot of the blame should go is Ryan Pace for choosing the wrong guy in this draft class, and I guess that goes back to Mitch Trubisky not being good at all, though, in the NFL.
It's a combination of three. Here I have a little trade for you. I will take Carson Wentz off of your hands, and you can have Mitch Trubisky, and you can have Trey Burton back, your old boy. And, yeah, that's it. That's what you get back, and we'll take Carson.
We don't have Nick Foles anymore. So
oh, man.
That's off the table right now.
Well, we can go get Gardner Minshew. That's what the Bears can trade for. He's not playing.
Gardner would be a better option than Mitch right now.
Oh, I'd take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I'd play him. Take him, anybody right now. I mean, that's the thing, though. That's the conversation we're having. What quarterback would you rather have than Mitch Trubisky? Would you rather have Kyle Allen or Mitch Trubisky?
Kyle Allen.
Would you rather have Josh Allen or Mitch Trubisky?
Josh Allen.
Would you rather have Baker Mayfield or Mitch Trubisky?
Baker by a hair because...
No, I'd Baker by a lot, in my opinion.
Yeah, I guess.
Baker makes throws that Mitch can't make. I get that Baker has a lot of other stuff, but he has more talent than Mitch does.
The problem is, I think Baker's problem, I guess, is more of a Freddie Kitchens problem than a Baker problem.
I think that's probably right. And also, their offensive line isn't all that great. All those different things. Who would you rather have, Mitch Trubisky or Andy Dalton?
Andy Dalton. There's a lot of Bears fans that were clamoring for Andy Dalton at the trade deadline.
Mitch Trubisky or Teddy Bridgewater?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Right? Mitch Trubisky or Nick Foles?
Nick Foles.
Mitch Trubisky or Gardner Minshew?
Gardner.
Right? So, like, that's the conversation we're having here.
Mitch Trubisky or Chase Daniel?
Trubisky, barely. Yeah. Just because he can run.
Yeah, that's where you wish that you had, like, just that hair better of a backup so you have a true full reason to bitch.
Because the Panthers have a better backup than you and than your starter. And then the Saints have a better backup than your starter. And then the Jaguars have a better backup than your starter. That's really frustrating. There's only a finite number of dudes in this world who could play quarterback at the NFL level and can be a real, genuine, good starting quarterback. And the Bears just can't get one of them yet.
Where do the Bears go from here if, like, Andy Dalton rises to the floor of this team to what?
I think that a game manager – Mitch was a good game manager last year, and we saw what this Bears team could do. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, their schedule last year was not as hard as this one. You played a first-place schedule this year, which is why you have the Chiefs, which is why you have the Rams, which is why you have a ton of tough games. So I think that – A guy like Gardner Minshew, a guy like Andy Dalton, maybe a Teddy Bridgewater would be good enough to get the Bears back to the playoffs just because the roster around them is so good.
Right.
And Mitch is set up for success here. He's got running backs out the wazoo that are solid. Allen Robinson is really, really good. I think Trey Burton can still be solid, and he's just not really gotten fully healthy and really showcased what he can do. I like some of the weapons that they have still. It's just he's not good enough, and I think there are other guys that could be better and then could elevate the Bears to being I don't know if they're a Super Bowl winner or the favorite, but I think they could be a contender with a quality NFL starting quarterback. You know what I mean? Just like a guaranteed – like if Dak Prescott was on the Bears, who's probably the 15th best quarterback in football, how good would the Bears be? Really good.
They would be probably second in the NFC North, maybe even first.
They would be right there with the Packers.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. That's the frustrating aspect of it.
When we come back, let's break down the top five NFL games this coming Sunday and Monday and maybe even tonight, Thursday. When we come back, this is The Drive with Derek Piper and Lante.
When you're buying a car, you know exactly what you need. But the perfect match should be more than you get. It's also the personal banking experience that helps you get there. That's why Central Illinois' perfect match for auto loans is the U of I Community Credit Union. And right now, with some of the lowest auto loan rates in town, you can go ahead and say yes to all the upgrades. And you don't even have to be a member. So stop by the U of I Community Credit Union, Champaign-Urbana's number one local auto lender, and apply. Visit us in person on First Street in Champaign or stop by Five Points in Urbana. You can also apply from the comfort of your home online at uofiCreditUnion.org. Whether you're looking for a brand new vehicle or you're trying to lower your current vehicle loan payment, the U of I Community Credit Union is here to help. We have auto loan rates as low as 2.49% APR for up to 75 months for a limited time. The U of I Community Credit Union is here for campus and community.
Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley Home Store and Sleep Shop. As a mom, no is the last thing I want to hear, but at Ashley Home Store, we're saying
no, no, no.
So you can say yes, yes, yes to your dream home. With no minimum purchase, no down payments, and 0% interest for 5 years, you can completely redesign your home in a style that's truly your own. This furniture for all sale ends November 11th. Visit our designers at your locally owned Ashley Home Store for a free style consultation today. Located at 602 West Anthony Drive, Champaign. At Ashley Home Store, this is home.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas.
This is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey, check out that view.
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road.
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Looking for a place to host your company or organization's holiday party? Looking for great food and drink options? Look no further than Gifford's Long Branch Steakhouse. Donnie and the crew would love to host your private celebration Sunday, Monday, or Tuesdays in downtown Gifford. Steaks, seafood, chops, chicken, ribs, and more. Call 568-7722 for details. That's 568-7722. And don't forget, gift certificates from Long Branch make great stocking stuffers.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands. Here's a great offer from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering instant rebates up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying train systems. That's $1,000 in instant rebates or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. Any season, any time, you can count on Lands.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the same faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago and build your patio or plant your trees, we're the place they're talking about when they say check with your local nursery. Country Arbors also has mulches, stone, and rock. You can find out more information about our history at countryarbors.com.
Two men in a truck have declared November as Don't Hire a Turkey to Move You Month. Two men in a truck will continue to send out professional movers on every move. No day labor or movers that make this sound. Two men in a truck moving professionals will always be in a clean, matching uniform void of feathers. Contact Two Men in a Truck for your free, accurate estimate at twomenchampaign.com. Movers who care.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy? Or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
Welcome back in to the Jeremy Warner Show. It's a little dark for that. Yes, this is The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Both of them are gone, so you have me, Austin Berkland, and Isaac Trotter filling in. And we got a little bit of news from Illini football. Not big news, but big news for an individual. Donnie Navarro is on full scholarship. What does that mean for Donnie Navarro, Isaac?
It's absolutely well-deserved. Yes. Maybe a little bit late. Johnny Navarro was a walk-on. He transferred to Illinois from Valparaiso, and he had to sit out all of last year. And many people who were around the program said, he's our top four wide receiver. He's one of our best wide receivers on the team. And this year, you've started to see why. He had an absurd catch against Rutgers. He's played really, really well recently.
He had a big catch against Wisconsin.
Big catch against Wisconsin. Got Illinois on the board. Was the first touchdown scored against Wisconsin in the first half this season. And he gets a scholarship. He's the second walk-on to get a scholarship this year, joining long snapper Ethan Tabell, who was the Nolan's 2018 scholar or long snapper of the year. So Illinois has done a really nice job getting some very talented walk-ons, and now they're rewarding them. And I tell you what, watching that video and seeing Lovie Smith, you know, give him a full ride scholarship and see him to get mobbed by his teammates at the new Smith's Facility Center, there's just nothing better than that. That is just an unbelievable moment and really, really special for a guy who's worked really hard and is a really talented player.
Yeah, here's the 30-second clip of Lovie Smith making the announcements, and then you'll hear the cheers, of course, when that announcement was made.
Some of the guys in the room, man, have been doing a heck of a job. Really have. Just keep working every day. Keep doing that. Like Donnie DeVar. Donnie, how about full scholarship? Yeah.
Those moments give me chills all the time in college football when that walk-on gets that full ride scholarship. And this is why you put in so much work into that walk-on program. Lovie Smith has done one hell of a job in getting that program up to a Big Ten caliber level. I mean, there's been a lot of guys making instant impacts, like Bryce Barnes has done so on special teams, Ethan Tabell getting a scholarship, and now Donnie Navarro getting a scholarship. I know it was a different situation because he was on Valpo and one of their top wide receivers. So it's great to see him getting that Division I love and that scholarship.
Well, he showcased that he belongs here.
Yes.
He is not just a typical walk-on. He is not a guy who's just hanging onto this roster, you know, by his fingertips, just barely hanging on, just trying to, you know, be a part of this team. He's a really good player, and he is a big-time asset to this team, especially after Trayvon Sidney goes out with a season-ending injury. Many thought it would be Dominic Stampley who got that starting job in the slot. Well, no, it's been Donnie Navarro, and Navarro has absolutely earned that scholarship with big catches. We saw this, though, in training camp. Like, we saw some of these catches in training camp. We go, wow, that kid has absolute hands. Him and Jordan Holmes were like Jeremy's dudes. Like, yeah. He just, like, could not stop talking about them, and Donnie Navarro's earned his scholarship.
I remember I went to a couple spring practices because I had to hold down the fort here during some of the times of practice. But the practices that I was able to go to, Donnie Navarro was the star wide receiver in spring ball. And to see him being able to showcase that in game action and making sure that the staff sees it as well and making big-time plays against conference foes, that's just what college football is all about. That is what the walk-on dream is for these guys, and for Donnie Navarro, that dream came true tonight, and that's so much, that's so rewarding for him, and that's got to be so rewarding for the staff to see this and put him in the best position to succeed.
There have now been four guys who have gotten scholarships as walk-ons, joining Jimmy Marquez back on Christmas Day a couple years ago, and Bobby Walker. So now Lovie Smith has shown, if you're a good walk-on, you come to Illinois, and you figure a way to make an impact, you could get a scholarship. And you know, I'm just kind of going through my head of possible guys that could earn another one. I think Bryce Barnes is probably one on that list for me now. He is a very solid as a true freshman. He's already getting work on kickoffs. He's already getting work on field goal blocking and stuff like that. So I think he could be one. They moved him to defensive line, too, so he could possibly end up being playing. There's not a ton of other ones. Alec McEachern is a linebacker that's gotten a little bit of a chance and done some decent things. Nolan Bernat made an interception last year, but he's a senior this year, so that might kind of mean that one is gone and passed. So good job for Donnie Navarro. And now some people could be like, well, why is Lovie Smith doing this? Because the last time he gave those two scholarships to Marquez and Walker, we were like, well, we really need those. We need those extra two scholarships. I wouldn't worry about
Lovie
stuff like
Smith
that.
Can count.
Yeah, I think that they got this under control. They know what type of class they're aiming to get. This is a really small senior class that they're losing. That's why they're bringing in a small number. So they have some scholarships to work with here. And these blue shirts that they brought in with transfers, those allow for an extra one to get opened up for a guy like Navarro to have one. And Navarro earned it.
Right.
And at the end of the day, if he earned it and you have a walk-on out there playing, he should get He should absolutely deserving of a scholarship. It's not like Lovey's giving these guys out just to anybody.
I mean, let's be honest here. Donnie Navarro is probably going to be a bigger impact than
Carlos Sandy,
three-star prospect that you might bring in.
He's better than guys already on scholarship here. Carlos Sandy, he's better than Dominic Stampley. He's been more productive than Dominic Stampley.
He's done more on the field than Casey Washington.
He's done more on the field than Casey Washington. Now he's older, right? Yes. So these are all these different things. So, but I'm just saying, like, there are guys on this roster who have scholarships that have not done as much as Donnie Navarro. So that's why you got the scholarship, and we should not have anybody, you know, kind of getting angry at the Illinois staff for handing out a scholarship to this kid. This is a great moment and a great day for him.
When we come back, we'll go through the top five NFL games this weekend rather quickly. This is The Drive, hosted by Derek Piper and Lonte.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
That number could save you up to 30% on your energy bills. When you call today, Chief Bauer Service Experts can hook you up with a furnace tune-up. Right now, save $61 on a furnace tune-up. Chief Bauer Service Experts, your hometown Champaign-Urbana tune-up pros.
Call 866-EXPERTS.
See website for license details.
We've been waiting for this, the Black November sales. We've been nursing our old appliances along, but now's the time. We went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and right away we knew we were in the right place. They had a huge sale on GE, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Frigidaire, Electrolux. We picked out a GE convection range, but told the salesman we wanted to look around. Then he showed us all the other store sales on their websites, and Dick Van Dyke's deal beat them all. We saved $140 compared to the big box lumberyard's Black November deal on our new stove. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reifen, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Champaign-Urbana during our Black November sale. We always beat every competitor's deal, and Black November is no exception. Dick Van Dyke will beat any competitor's Black November sale. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
I love the Wizard of Oz theme and the comfort food that you can get at Curtis Orchard with their Flying Monkey Cafe. Manager Debbie Graham and her staff have served up homemade lunches and will continue through December 23rd from 11 to 2. Enjoy pulled pork, Italian beef, and chunky chili, as well as sides like au gratin potatoes, green beans, hot soup, and cornbread. Curtis Orchard's Flying Monkey Cafe. Details on the menu at CurtisOrchard.com.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arborist Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the same faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago and build your patio or plant your trees, we're the place they're talking about when they say check with your local nursery. Country Arbors also has mulches, stone, and rock. You can find out more information about our history at countryarbors.com.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Visit the new Nyer restaurant in Campus Town in the heart of Champaign. Chef Ted Morrow talks about the feedback he's been getting from customers.
We're getting great support from the community. I see a lot of people, familiar faces, people I've seen before, you know, and a lot of new faces on campus. So I think it's a really dynamic environment where you can come to the restaurant and there's a really good energy and a good vibe.
Visit Nyer Restaurant at 212 East Green Street or get the menu online at nyerrestaurant.com.
Are you in the market for a new home? You don't have to settle for the 3 or 4 loan products that many banks offer. Hi, I'm Joni Utenage, mortgage lender with Molitor Financial Group right here in Champaign. With just one application and one credit pull, I shop the top wholesale lenders in the nation, so you don't have to. And because I have more options, I have a greater approval percentage. At Molitor Financial, all we do is mortgages, so we can close our loans in 30 days or less, even the government loans. Call me today at 217-714-0883.
NMLS number 689931. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois
Illinois mortgage license.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Long Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
This has been The Drive with Lon Tay, Isaac Trotter, and Austin Berkland. Well, let's get through some NFL topic. We got through the Bears topics, and now let's just see what's the top five matchups of the week. And here we go. All right, Isaac, what are your top five matchups of the week?
Number one for me is Monday Night Football, Seahawks and 49ers. I'm really excited about this game. The 49ers just signed Chase McLaughlin, the former Illini kicker. He's going to come in and kick because Robbie Gould is hurt. So Seahawks 7-2, 49ers 8-0. That is number one for me. That's going to be a game that has a lot riding on it, a great Monday night game. I can't wait.
Right. My number one is Vikings-Cowboys, two teams that are really firing on all cylinders. Kirk Cousins had a great game against the Kansas City Chiefs. I know it resulted in a loss, but I feel like the Vikings are a really good running team, great defense going up against the Cowboys and Ezekiel Elliott, who are fighting for that number one spot in the NFC East. So that's my number one matchup.
That's my number two. I think that's going to be a really interesting game. I think the big really matchup there is, does Adam Thielen play? And if he does play, there could be a really good chance that he could explode against this Dallas secondary. I don't think he's going to play, though, with a hamstring injury. That could leave the door wide open.
Could Amari Cooper play? He had an MRI today and didn't practice either.
And a matchup of two of the best running backs in the game, Zeke Elliott and Dalvin Cook.
Right. And then my number two is Seahawks 49ers. Russell Wilson, the MVP. MVPs beat number one defenses in the NFL. And I have a feeling that's going to happen this week, too. Seahawks 49ers, my number two matchup of the week. So much fun to watch.
Yeah. Number three, Packers-Panthers. Could be a really, really good game up in Lambeau. The Packers looking to bounce back after a really tough showing against the Chargers. And, hey, the Panthers might not have Cam Newton, but that kid, Christian McCaffrey, really, really good. Ever heard of him? He's now number one right now or number two in the MVP discussion. He's had an absolutely monster year against a Green Bay team that's a little defensively. Christian McCaffrey could have a really big day. Also look for Devontae Adams to bounce back and have a big game in his second game back after dealing with turf toe.
Yeah, my number three is Chargers-Raiders. Both teams kind of feeling themselves.
They are. That's four for me.
Yeah, the Chargers have been really solid this year, this past 2 weeks, beating the Packers, beating the Bears, and the Raiders with Josh Jacobs has been such a fun running back to watch. So that's my number three matchup.
That's number four for me. So you took the words right out of my mouth.
My number four is Panthers-Packers. Aaron Rodgers versus Christian McCaffrey. Enough said.
Aaron Rodgers versus Kyle Allen. Come on, man.
I mean, those two guys are fighting for an MVP, and Christian McCaffrey is the no-doubt best player that's not a quarterback in the NFL this season.
Number five for me, I could go multiple ways here. I'm interested in Bills and Browns. I think, though, that could get really, really ugly. But I'm going number five based off one player alone, and that's Patrick Mahomes. Chiefs and Titans, Patrick Mahomes could be back. He's in line to play, and I think that's a massive difference maker. We finally get to see him and Tyreek Hill again together after Tyreek Hill missed a lot of games. So fantasy-wise, you're looking at this Chiefs team and going, all right, Travis Kelce, let's line you up. Damian Williams could line him up. Tyreek Hill, let's go. Sammy Watkins, here we go. So it could be a really, really fun matchup. And the Titans, they're not fun to watch, but they can stay in some games, especially at home. So that could be a really good game on Sunday at 12.
My number five is the Battle of New York, Jets and Giants. It's going to be the Battle of Suck. Daniel Jones versus Sam Darnold. I think those
over
two
under
guys,
interception six.
Under, because these defenses suck as well.
Hey. Giants are not bad. 4.5.
Yeah, it's the Leonard Williams game as
well. That's right.
So, yeah, I think those two games are, that game is just going to be fun to watch because two young quarterbacks that are going to throw the ball all over the place.
And Saquon Barkley, Le'Veon Bell. Not bad.
Right. That has been the top five games of the week. And it's time to get out of here. This is insane. It's been a fun show. There we go. I'll use our Jeremy Warner Show 30-second button.
We are doing this tomorrow night, so I'll see you tomorrow night.
Yes.
We've got lots of stuff to talk about. We'll preview Illinois basketball before their game against Grand Canyon, Illinois football against Michigan State. We'll have more of that. It's going to be my last time. I'm just going to talk about Michigan State, then head up to East Lansing. So it'll be really, really fun, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Trev's ticket tomorrow. Thank you to us. You know what? They relied on us today, so thank you to us for filling in. Thank you to Stephen Brooks as well, giving the lowdown on the Michigan State Spartan football and basketball team. We'll be back tomorrow with more of The Drive. This is The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper.